BU women's basketball suffers its first conference loss of the season in the regular season finale, falling at Holy Cross 57-53. We're now joined by head coach Melissa Graves. Coach, your first few thoughts about the result tonight.
You know, I think disappointing. You know, I think disappointing for the team. I think they wanted to get this and remain undefeated. But, you know, I just reminded them in the post game the team that we are and the potential that we have, and that now we start a new season. So that's kind of what we want to focus on moving on from this. We want to learn from this experience and then, you know, just move on and get ready for postseason.
You won the first quarter 19-10. At one point you were up by 12 in the second quarter. Where do you feel the tide of this game changed?
It just was on the offensive side. You know, I don't think giving up 57 points, you know, it's lower than their average. So I didn't think it was the defensive end. It definitely was the offensive end. We had 20 turnovers. It was probably one of our lowest shooting percentage games of the year. So, you know, this isn't an easy place to play with their atmosphere and their crowd that they have. And it just, I think it got in our heads a little bit. So I think we just got to get back to what got us to this point and got us the wins that we had and the run that we had through the conference, and that was sharing the basketball, that was moving the basketball, that was trusting each other. And I thought we kind of tried to do too much one-on-one and to do too much on our own instead of sharing it.
You brought it up briefly there at the end. Is that what you attribute the offensive struggles to the most? Were there other elements that you saw out there that contributed to the shooting performance?
Yeah, I mean, Holy Cross is a great defensive team. You know, they've been wavering between first and second defensively in the conference. They're like 17th in the country in field goal percentage defense. So we knew they were going to be tough. They deny passing lanes. That, you know, Maureen does a tremendous job. She's a great coach and has a great game plan. But I really think like the turnovers and those sorts of things were on us. You know, I thought in that instance, we beat ourselves. I think Holy Cross is a great team, but the turnovers and those sorts of things, I think we could have done a better job with.
What's the team atmosphere like in the locker room after a game like that? Obviously, this is their first loss since December 21st, but where is the team's mindset right now as you look forward to hosting a Patriot League quarterfinal matchup?
Yeah, like I said, I think they're disappointed. You know, I told them keep their head up. Again, we got to learn from this. We got to take this week. We have no school. We have spring break, and it should be just a focus on these three games and taking it one game at a time. So I think they feel better that this happened now and not in the postseason tournament, but obviously they wanted to get it, but I think they understand we didn't play our best tonight and that we can give a better effort, you know, in our remaining games.